The White Witch of Rose Hall is a story wrapped in layers of mystery, dark tales, and cheeky folklore. Annie Palmer's story is a legendary Jamaican roller coaster ride set in the eerily beautiful Rose Hall Great House, just a stone's throw from Montego Bay. Have the history books got it twisted? Was she truly a broom-riding mistress of the dark arts, or just a misunderstood plantation owner wrapped in tragic tales? Buckle up as we unravel the mysteries, myths, and mirthful moments of one of Jamaica's most captivating legends. Tune in and get ready to be spellbound with us on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth. Truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to an episode on Hysteria 51 that takes place... I'm not seeing it in my notes. C-Bot, where does this take place?
Right near the beach, boy.
You goddamn right it does. I'm David Flora. He's Bryn Hand.
Yo, sorry, I'm still laughing.
That's a robot sans chud on the drop buttons. Conspiracy Bot, how you doing? What's going on? Where is Kyle?
It's all going according to plan. Kyle is off doing my bidding. And the government took my chud just as I wanted them to.
All right, if you haven't been listening, Conspiracy Bot built a device that could transfer matter or just piss off David Flora. His chud.
Chronoharmonic unification device.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever's right. And he brought us some, he brought back some undesirables to the show. Left Florida to babysit the spawn of Goforth, which is everyone's nightmare. And promptly had it stolen. Tesla on his deathbed by some of the men in black types, as you will. That pretty much brings it up to speed, right?
I mean, that sounds right to me.
Yeah, right?
All part of the plan.
Yeah, you already said that.
You will see. You will all see, unless I get bored.
Noted. Back to that beach drop from before.
Boy!
We are headed to sunny, beautiful Jamaica today, and my wife actually just got back from there a few days ago.
Oh.
She was there with her mom for 10 days, and I was here slaving away for the man, as always, David Flora.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Dave Flores is the man that I'm referring to, if you aren't familiar. But we are diving into Jamaica and the witchy world of Annie Palmer. Never trust an Annie. That's what you always say, right, David? That's one of your...
Yeah, that's the words I live by. Boy, if there was one name to not marry into.
yeah. And you can learn more of that on Quiz Quiz Bang Bang with the host, non-Annie Palmer. Maybe an Annie Fluoride or whatever she goes by these days. You ever been to Jamaica? You ever been to the
Isle
of Jamaica?
Anywhere in the Caribbean.
Really? Really? Yeah, no. I'm also, you use the word Caribbean instead of Caribbean or any other of the thousand pronunciations that I interchange ad nauseum, so that's fun.
There's a reason for that, Brent. I don't know if it's correct or not, but from my understanding of it, it comes from the Carib tribe that lives around there. They were the Native Americans, islanders around that area, so I always try to just go with Caribbean.
Well, there you go, using fucking science and knowledge when no one asked you to.
I haven't asked any of them if that's correct or not.
Well, you haven't been there too. I understand why. We go about every year, her and her mom went, and it is, so I've been all over the Caribbean, and we've been to a lot of the places, and I got to tell you, Jamaica is, for my money, the nicest people. Just they're super nice. The weather's kind of the same no matter where you go. But there, they're super bubbly, and they have their own. They speak their patois on the side, which is fun. You know, we we were kind of making fun of some of that in the beginning, but it is fun that they have their own dialects and stuff. And it's a hodgepodge of other languages, you know, all put together. It's a lot of fun. And, it's a gorgeous place, and Montego Bay happens to be where we usually go every time.
Nice. You're taking your advice from the old Beach Boys.
Boys. If I wasn't Jamaican, well, I would, blah, 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 blah. That sounds about right. Why would I be wearing this hat? Lot of mercy.
I feel like the Jamaicans have the most tolerance of white dudes like us doing that accent.
Hey, they're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's, you know, it's not saying much. The bar's not that high, but they are very kind.
When, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And they can say whatever they want. We'd have no idea what they say if they use their patois. And we're just like, yeah, man. Yeah. Yaman. Yaman. Yeah. It's, I'm, wow. Another coconut, please. There you go. That's how it goes. Anyway, we're not here to talk about the people, per se. We're talking about a white person, the White Witch of Rose Hall. Not to be confused with Annie Hall, Annie Palmer. Very different story.
Or the Brown Lady of Raynham Hall.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, why is there somebody, the white woman of this and the red woman of that and the brown stain of blah, 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 and... Yeah. What'd you say? The black pont. What'd you say?
The black pontifract of Arsenio Hall.
That's one's coming up soon on the show. So mark your calendars. So this is the story of Woot Woot Annie Palmer. And this should come as no surprise, but Annie Palmer's origins are clouded in mystery, with various accounts providing conflicting information. Because I don't know if you know this, but records back in the day fucking sucked, you know, quite a bit. And then you get all this legends and stories and stuff, and it becomes murky on top of murky on top of murky, you know. So, but let's talk the story that's passed around, what people say is, you know, what was her life and the curse and all the things. So we're going to break it down a little bit, and we're going to do this in a couple different ways. But first, we're going to talk about, according to this legend, and according to it, she was born in England in the early 19th century and was sent to Haiti as a child because of some wondrous reason, where she learned voodoo practices from her nanny, as you do. Right. We need to send this.
She hated
child.
It.
Hated it. Some versions of the tale suggest that Annie was of mixed race heritage, adding layers of complexity to her identity and experiences, especially if she was a slave owner. But they called her the White Witch, so we're just gonna go with that, because I tend to think she was probably just a evil white fucking broad, so, or not evil at all, as we're gonna find out is probably more the case. But hey, that's you know, putting the cart before the horse. This short
sorry if I spoiled that for later, Brent.
Hey, it's okay. The short and the sweet of it is that Miss Palmer, Annie, arrived in Jamaica at a young age. She eventually married John Palmer, the owner of Rose Hall Plantation. So it's not just a clever name.
It's a state of mind.
Yeah. Rose Hall was a sprawling estate with a dark history, as they tend to have. Built on the backs of enslaved, enslaved Africans forced to work in the sugarcane fields.
So par for the course at that time in human fuckstain history.
Bingo, really. He's spot on. It's a gorgeous area. So I've passed I've never done the tour, because we always have something going on, but we keep saying we're going to do it. But the plantation, everything, you know, the grounds, everything is just gorgeous, you know. And Annie's tenure at Rose Hall, well, it's if you believe the stories, it's marked by tales of cruelty, intrigue, violence. You know, you can make up stuff, right? Necromancy, you know, Parcheesi. I mean, just you can say it and people go, yep, that's how it goes. But according
to shares
time, hi, we're here to show you the ghost. But first, we'd like you to watch a short video.
2 hour video.
So according to local folklore, she was a practitioner of dark magic. No one's ever a practitioner of light magic that gets remembered. And I feel bad about that. But she was supposedly doing voodoo rituals, wielding her powers to maintain control over the plantation and its inhabitants, and not just for fun and giggles. So that's where we separate the poo-poo from the yay-yays, or whatever you want to call it. And supposedly she murdered her husbands and lovers, as well as countless slaves, as you do, using poison, witchcraft, and other nefarious means, because those are frowned upon. Even in today's day and age, witchcraft.
It sounds a lot like, what's the one in New Orleans, the Lowry Mansion or whatever, the
Lowry? Yeah, because far be it from them to have to come up with news stories all the time when they had to you know, shit on some woman. Hey, she was a woman and she ended up owning land. Well, obviously she was eagle.
She was an eagle. Shapeshifter.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's just the kind of the way it goes, man. Like,
yeah.
Well, she the man died and she kept going. Let's really shit on that, you know, or not. Maybe she was. I mean, women tend to be evil. I know if you ask my diary. Anyway, Annie's reign of terror was purportedly came to an end when she was murdered in her sleep by one of her enslaved lovers, or by a vengeful slave seeking justice for atrocities she committed. You know, that one's a choose your own adventure. We're going to get into that more. And of course, because this is H51, despite her death, her spirit is said to haunt Rose Hall to this day, with numerous reports of paranormal activity and ghostly sightings. I'm hoping that we can get Pecker to go down there with his Ouija board and just taunt her like he did every other time. Come on, you pussies. Move it, I dare you. that'll have to be at a later date. So, you know, that's the short and the sweet. If we're going to break down, her life, things she's accused of, and try to sort fact from fiction. It is hard, but we're going to tell you both sides of the coin of the story, whatever you want to call it. And that's coming up on Hysteria 51 right after this break. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right, David. I like saying
tea your name. Time.
So why don't you break down the real life Annie Palmer versus the legend for us, you know, as well as you can.
Well, you know, the actual life of Annie Palmer, surprise, surprise, significantly less documented and more mundane than the legend suggests.
You don't say.
That's just what Big Jamaica wants you to think.
That might be, yep. Actually. Come one can. And all, find out all about it and your tourist dollars here at Rose Hall. That's a spot on Jamaican accent. If you haven't been there, you wouldn't know.
Hey, Jamaica.
Oh, hey, who wants to see the ghost of this dead broad? Hey, you guys want to eat some jerk chicken?
Maybe a blood dane. All right, so the legend has been embellished over the years, which means mixing historical facts with folklore, and that makes it difficult to separate truth from fiction.
Yeah.
But does that stop us, Brent?
It sure doesn't.
Sure as hell doesn't.
We'll make shit up if we need to, you know?
Here's what's generally understood about her life, based on historical records and the scrutiny of historians.
Yeah, so we're doing this a little bit backwards or different, is we're telling you probably the truth before we tell you the fun stuff, the legend.
The truth with an umlaut.
We're telling you the truth before we actually tell you the truth.
So Annie Palmer was indeed a real person who lived in Jamaica during the early 19th century.
Where did you say that she lived once again? Where was that?
Right near the beach. Boy!
Bye.
She had a beautiful hat.
She was born in 1802 in Ingoland, likely to a family of modest means. But little is known about her early years, including her family background and upbringing. She may have been of English descent, with some accounts suggesting she had Irish ancestry as well.
Well, get out the chains and whip her then. Jesus. I mean, how can she haunt someone when she doesn't have a soul? How does that work? Uh-oh.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't get a physical description there. I didn't know she was a ginger. The details of Annie's early life, like we said, murky, but we don't have very much concrete evidence to support the more fantastical elements of the story, such as her upbringing by a Haitian voodoo priestess. So that means these aspects were probably added to her story later to enhance the legend.
Yeah, well, David, you were raised by a Haitian voodoo priestess. How did your upbringing compare to that? It's said to be about Annie's. I mean, do you see parallels, or was it just completely different?
It sounds like she had a pretty good time of it. I mean, I got beat incessantly.
Well, not so much you as the voodoo doll of you, but, you know, vis-a-vis.
Right, exactly.
Ow! Ow! Stop giving the cat my voodoo doll!
That's why I'm so sympathetic to other people now, because of all that sympathetic magic.
Yeah.
Anyway, Annie's life became more documented upon her marriage to John Palmer, a wealthy plantation owner in 1820.
Oh, he's rich. So, well, let's write that down.
John owned the Rose Hall Plantation, again, a sprawling estate in Montego Bay, Jamaica, where he grew sugarcane and other crops, like hatred.
I was going to say, you said that's so unfair. He grew sugar cane and other crops. Jesus, we got to do an episode on those other crops, but keep going, my friend.
The marriage likely provided Annie with considerable wealth and social status, as well as control over the operations of the plantation
across
the nation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you got to think about that as she's mistress of this Rose Hall plantation. So she'd overseen the daily management of the plantation and supervision of enslaved laborers. So, you know, you know, if you're not the best of heart or if you're just used to that, it's easy to become a fuckstick is, I think, the term that's most loved. So what'd they say about her? What do they think about her, at least?
Well, as it's believed she was a strict and demanding taskmaster. Popular new show now, Brent. Though there's no concrete evidence to suggest she engaged in the extreme acts of cruelty attributed to her in folklore, like, you know, being a serial killer or engaging in witchcraft, they're just not substantiated by historical evidence. Now, but I would put out there, I would posture who's writing down all these things and having those records survive. Like, if someone wrote that down, she'd snatch them up, yeah, right?
And she killed another. Ah, shit. Now she's got me. Wait, I'm not done. Why am I still writing this part, though?
And that just means they're true, if you ask me.
Yeah, that just makes sense, right? You know,
that's historical math. A lot of people don't know about that, Brent.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't know.
Hey, you're hearing math. It here. You're hearing it first.
I've cornered the market.
It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible?
Not when David.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Dave Flores is on the on the gig. He's on it.
Davey Flores of Shadows on Top of the Desert fame.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Out now on Apple TV and Amazon
on Paravision and on Amazon Duco and I don't know. You can find it. Just Google it. Just Bing it. Just Bing it. just go to Dogpile and you'll find it. Don't worry about it.
Speaking of Dogpile, this historical evidence and stuff sucks. Like, we don't have anything really to go on.
Yeah.
That plantation, like others in Jamaica at the time, it was worked by enslaved people.
Yep.
And the conditions were likely harsh because, you know, people fucking sucked.
Yep.
Who owned slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people who didn't, you know, were also turd blossoms, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, so you got the people that owned slaves or the people that were just, you know.
Okay with slaves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than me having to do it, right? Now let's go die of scurvy, you know, or some shit. I don't know. It was a different time then.
But specific atrocities attributed to Annie, specific ones, are part of the legend rather than recorded history.
Yeah, the killings and the abusings and things, which we're going to talk about.
It's a lot of detail. You know, they often say, and I don't want to screw the pooch again, but when you have a lot of details, that's when something smells fishy.
Right. And so what we're getting at as we're telling you this, we're breaking down the history of it. Your takeaway is none of the real crappy things are written anywhere other than, well, we'll find out where they came from. But keep that in mind and don't let that get in the way of a good story, so to speak. But yes, yes. Then we move on to John Palmer, the husband. He shuffled off his mortal coils, so to speak, didn't he? Something like that went on?
That's what it sounded like. I mean, he died in 1827.
Yeah, as you so, do.
As one will. Marked a turning point in Annie's life.
Yeah.
Some accounts claim he died under mysterious
circumstances. Dun, dun, dun again.
Fueling rumors of foul play. He died, that's right, by chicken. However, historical records indicate that he died of natural causes, likely from an illness.
Yeah, fucking buzzkill, man. That doesn't really fit in with the story, so let's make it more dubious and just make shit up. He died of natural causes, if you find voodoo natural. Oh, wait, that's the French.
Now we got the Cajun.
It's a French goose. Honk. Sorry.
So what happens? What happens then, Brent?
Well, you know, your man's dead. It's time to get more marriages because at that time it was kind of looked down upon being a woman, even if you were supernatural and had powers from beyond the ether. So after John's death, Annie remarried twice more. Her second husband, George George Ash.
Slip.
He died under unclear circumstances, so that's getting a little more closer, a little closer to nefarious. That developed her third husband, which is reportedly a man named Robert Rutherford. Again, there are things that say that's not correct anyway. You know, we're not 100% on that being set in stone. And he died because reasons. And those reasons could have been sickness or witchcraft.
That reason is, yeah.
So you take these deaths and combine them with rumors of Annie's harsh treatment of enslaved individuals on the plantation. Boom! Her reputation as a malevolent figure in local folklore is sealed. Or maybe not. Maybe someone just made that up. And then she died. And spoiler, I don't want to, you know, upset you here, but there's lack of concrete evidence, even around how she died, because, you know, reasons and Jamaican, they weren't the best, you know, man, census taker, get out of here.
Before this started, this woman was already dead.
Right.
Like, come on.
According to historical record, she died in 1833, likely from natural causes. That's the official thing, which is, you know, sounds like big government just keeping us away from the truth. There is no evidence to support the popular legend of her being murdered by a vengeful slave or dying in any supernatural manner. So therefore, that is exactly probably what fucking happened. You know,
I'm gonna call this one true. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. So I know this wasn't the most fun. We wanted to just tell you the truth of the matter so far is they don't really know a lot. But there was a person, and she was married to a few people, and she came from places, and she died, and boop, 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 you know, and that's the way it goes. We're going to get into the fun part, but I wanted to highlight.
Wait, we're not already yet.
This is, and then she begat two sons, and they begat two sons. So despite this lack of concrete evidence supporting the more lurid aspects of Annie's story, her legend is endured. You know, the myth of the White Witch of Rose Hall, it persists in Jamaica. They will talk to you about it ad nauseum. You know, you're checking in, they're like, hey, you hear about that white bitch down the way? You know, they love to do that. And it's captured the imagination of writers, filmmakers, tourists, Johnny Cash, lots of people. So we want to do that quick dive into the meh reality so we can move on to the crazy story or stories that are spread about her. And that's what's in store for all of us after this break on Hysteria 51. Oh, now it's time for the real story of Annie, the witch, and the Haitian priestess.
If you guys at home haven't caught on yet, we're going to say this every time we get to a new section.
The real story of Annie. This one's real. The other four, not real. This one's real. According to some people, those people, the truth seekers out there, there are terrible secrets lurking behind the beautiful facade that is or was Rose Hall. And what we're about to tell you is the truth, honest to God or whatever pagan deity you want to fucking swear to out there. By God.
I want to fuck and swear to a pagan deity.
by whoever. So local legend holds that Rose Hall is haunted by its former mistress, the White Witch Annie Parker. Palmer, whatever the hell her name is, Palmer. I have a hard time remembering what I'm even talking about. And the locals, they love to tell you how evil she was, which she owned slaves and shit. So, you know,
yeah,
that is pretty evil.
The foundation is laid.
Yeah, but they say, oh, nay, it doesn't stop there. This story, facts be damned, goes like this. So Amy Palmer was born and then was raised in Haiti. Her parents died of yellow fever, and she was raised by a woman who taught her witchcraft and voodoo. Probably hoodoo and all sorts of other things, too. All those rhymed. She moved to Jamaica and married John Palmer, the owner of Rose Hall. Now here comes the unfortunate part. Old Johnny boy, he wasn't on the side of luck. And his new wife was a powerful practitioner of dark magic.
What woman isn't?
that's to be figured out later.
I like the bad boy.
She had a controlling and violent streak.
Again, tell me what woman.
No, because I'm married and so is he, and we're not going to sleep on the couch tonight. She murdered not only John, but two subsequent other Johns, well, husbands. Ooh.
It's a reverse Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, she had a habit of taking male slaves as lovers and then murdering them when she tired of their quote-unquote services. And, you know, she married John, she got the plantation, and then it's party time.
Brent,
bring me the lovers.
Was it really not until the 20th century where we espoused the idea of reduce, reuse, recycle? Come on.
You know, I'm sick of you now, but I might want to come back to you in a few months. Maybe you'll learn some new tricks. I don't know. Right?
Right.
That seems wasteful.
Or at least, like, re-gift.
Man.
You know, like, somebody's going to have a bebe.
Man, I'd like to think.
All right, let's stop this here. All right, this is all. we're walking on that fucking bridge at the end of Temple of Doom on this episode.
We're just tap dancing. How big is that bridge, by the way? Do you know how big that bridge was?
This thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
You're fine then. I wouldn't worry about it. Her story spread far and wide, and that is true. People did talk about this. And her reign of terror, as they called it, did not come to an end until she crossed another powerful magician, a slave named Taku. T-A-K-O-O. I think it's Taku. Teku, Taku. He wasn't available for me to ask, unfortunately.
Huh.
And I don't know if you're playing along at home or not, but we told you she crossed another powerful magician. So you know what that means? Fucking magic fight. And lucky fucking us, Seabot's chronovisor, he keeps that, you know, on hand. We got that, and he got us the fucking audio of the entire thing.
Now it's time for the final battle. Magic missile.
Do it, Taku.
Magic missile.
Take
her. Magic missile.
Get her.
Magic missile.
Yeah.
I'm out of mana.
Fuck.
Oh, no. He can't recharge that until a long rest.
Yeah, so they just strangled her or something. I don't know. In one variant of the legend, Annie cursed Taku's intended son-in-law. In another, she cursed his own child. All versions of the story agree, though, that this magic-wielding man murdered Annie Palmer using a combination of black magic and physical violence.
Fuck yeah.
Right? I mean, if you got to take someone out, you know, why not have a little fun with it?
Wasn't that a Metallica album?
Black magic and physical violence? Jason Newsted, it was amazing on bass
maybe,
on that
maybe
one.
It was Godsmack. Sorry.
Something like that.
Getting mixed up.
I don't want to, you know, tell voodoo, tales out of school here. No matter what he used, that's how you get fucking ghosts, man. Magic that's fights. Yeah. That's how you get it. I mean, if you got to get a ghost, that's the way you do it.
Well, here's the thing. There's no way to escape a magic missile. Like,
Magic missile.
At best, you could do is a counterspell. Otherwise, it ignores an armor it never misses.
No, I had my shield up. No,
didn't hit me. The shield takes damage.
Magic missile.
He launched quite a few. I'll just say
true.
So.
That is true.
He's rolling low, or the DC is too high. I don't
bring me my mana.
Nerd.
So she is supposedly buried in a tomb on the grounds, and local people say that her tomb was meant to be sealed with a voodoo ritual, and that would have kept her spirit in prison forever. But guess what? Yeah, they never did it. You know, shit gets... Look, you get busy. You got time for all that stuff.
She was the witch. Yeah. So, I mean, if she's dead, then they're fucked, right?
Well,
like, did she have an apprentice or something?
Well, no. See, so she's dead, but the other guy killed her, so they don't want her coming back as a ghost.
I see. So he would be the one to...
To seal it.
To cast it.
And then, you know, unfortunately, he got, you know, I don't know, inventory or something. So he's like, fuck, I got busy and he forgot. And thus, Annie's Palmer ghost roams free at Rose Hall and all hilarity ensues for all time. You know,
excellent.
If you pay to take the tour, I'm sure they tell you. People claim to have seen her and all sorts of kooky shit. Like her ghost rides a horse all around the plantation. Just nice. Fucking galloping from one place to another. And sometimes they see her on a balcony. Sans horse, I'm sorry to report. I think that we can all agree that would be a lot cooler if she was up there with that fucking horse.
Well,
and in
just
fact,
think of what would have had to have happened to the horse for it to also be a terrifying ghost.
Well,
so, this is
you're
a silver
in luck,
line.
David, because we still got that chronovisor, and I think that we can get some audio about what would have went on.
And then Black Beauty couldn't take it any longer. And he finally did some of his own melting.
God damn it, Seabot. Stop it.
You were all thinking it.
Speaking of taking over bodies, because I'm really good at transitions, there's a lot of people that have went over and done investigations here. And ghost hunter Hans Holzer, who I'm sure is from, like, you know, Boston, claims that Palmer's ghost once took over the body in a trance of medium Eileen Garrett and just took over and was like, where's my horse? You know, started ringing bells and bridles and stuff like that. I don't know. That's what they say. You can go there. You can do tours. You can see the plantation. You can find out all the weird, wacky, kooky shit that they say has been done. And they will go into a lot of details about all the people that she's murdered and killed, the different people on the plantation and her husbands and how she did it. Why the crazy legend, do you think? Break it down for us a little bit.
I mean, you know, not to poo-poo on a good ghost story platter.
All the best ghost stories involve poo-poo. Thank you very much. So
that's the Hysteria 51 seal of approval. our guarantee. But recent research has cast a lot of doubt on that old Anna Palmer legend.
Not Annie Parker, but Annie Palmer, for sure.
No, I mean, maybe if you had looked up Annie Parker, you would have found some different stuff. But
maybe.
For Miss Palmer, her legend as the White Witch of Rose Hall was popularized in the novel The White Witch of Rose Hall,
yeah,
published in 1929 by Herbert G. Delisser.
Yeah, and the funny part about this novel is it's responsible for the modern narrative of Annie, and it blends historical fact with fiction, and he wrote it intended to be as entertainment, not as a historical account, but oops, people took it and went, that's what happened. That's just fucking hilarious to me. Like, before that, it really wasn't a thing. He writes this book and people go, did you hear the truth? And that's where it comes from.
That has happened several times.
Named 17 others. No. You know, isn't that crazy? Literally, and it's verbatim out of it. If you read this book, of that's where the story, you know, she was just kind of this, you know, unfortunately she lost her husbands and, you know, and she probably wasn't there nearly as long as they say. She had no real claim to the place, probably was gone as soon as her first husband passed, blah, 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 blah. And then he writes this book and all of a sudden she's a shithole. And as they do.
That's wild. I mean, I just thought of Dianetics.
That's from L. Ron Hubbard, not
right.
From.
And it was also like, anyway, I don't know. We don't have to get into that right now, but it sounds Herbert G. Delisserous to me.
Well, it definitely influenced perceptions of Annie Palmer. And then you have all the tourism and folklore.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them because it's become a significant part of Jamaican, the tourist attraction in that area. And like I said, they've brought it up many times. They, you know, when you're in the resorts and stuff, they, hey, you want to do the tour? You know, the tales of her life.
So they've embraced it.
Yes, that's exact. Yeah. And it's a way for them to have something.
To me, that's the smartest thing you can do. Like, why not get some tourist dollars? You're already a tourist nation.
So it becomes a cultural narrative and a tourism thing more than historical fact.
Yeah.
But the like I said before, the locals like to talk about it, but I don't even know if that's a bad thing, and because it's not hurting her family per se, you know, unless her restless spirit, I don't know. You know, we don't even know for sure where she's from and shit like that. Unless her spirit can't rest until they finally bring her horse and stop talking about her, but I don't know. Well, so there's travel writer looking around this Polly Thomas. There, she talked about the Annie Palmer legend is partially based on the life of Rosa Palmer. Rosa was the first mistress at Rose Hall and had four husbands. She had a reputation for great virtue and was never suspected in the deaths of her husband. So screw that. Let's make some shit up. Then you enter Annie. She comes in and it just kind of gets woven in together. Many believe that the real Annie Palmer did marry John Rose Palmer in 1820, but when he died in debt. And a few years later, Annie had no legal right to the plantation. She had to leave, and then she died in relative obscurity, they believe, in 1846. Not even the times when they think that she died, meaning they really don't know this woman's
story at all.
Yeah. Did she die in 1831? Did she die in 1846? Did she have multiple husbands, or was that because of Rose Palmer? Right.
That sounds plausible to me. You know, right. How that shit mixes together. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to hear more about it, though, and not want to hear us, there is a song, The Ballad of Annie Palmer, by that said Johnny Cash. He actually owned the nearby Cinnamon Hill Great House. He owned property right by there and was kind of enthralled with the story. So you can look up that stuff. There's a lot of people that live in that area. And it's just it's a fun story. But my question for you is, how do you look at it? Is this a bad thing or a good thing? Let's say we know where it came from, a book that was fiction. Is that bad or are you okay with it?
Oh, it's okay. So I think that them leaning into it is smart for them. That's fine.
Right.
It would go too far if you had people saying, yes, there are ghosts and this ghost is dangerous and you all have to act differently and be scared and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's kind of fear mongering.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole though, like, so I'm questioning whether or not there was a woman. I mean, you said there was an right. Annie Palmer, but it sounds so like the Annie Palmer that is in this story is not the real person that lived there.
No, it's just an amalgamation
stories. Of all kinds of stuff. And in fact, is mostly based on fiction, according to this guy's book. And it does sound very suspicious that the other plantation owner had such similar, you know, parallels. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's kind of a tourist thing now, and this is basically a fictitious character that people are, I guess you could say, talking badly about, you know, that she was awful and practiced magic and blah, 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 killed people. That's not a real person, it doesn't sound like to me. So to me, it all is kind of okay. Because the reality of it is it's not actually based on this one woman, and it's not actually tearing her life apart and making fun of her. This is like saying there was a boy in England who went to a magic school, you know, and there just happened to be a real Harry Potter that lived, you know, in England somewhere, and people are like, oh, it was him, it's based on him. No, it's actually just complete fiction. I don't know. There's
right though.
There's an analogy somewhere that was very poorly made, but you know what I'm saying.
Then you get into think. I just don't want the slaves and stuff to be overlooked. And if you want to talk about place being haunted, probably is. But you know, if you believe in that stuff, by the horrible treatments of these right. slaves and shit like that, not just the one white person who lived there.
That's a good point too.
You know, but don't let that get in the way of a good story, I guess, you know, is the way it always goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is great for tourism. I was making up words there, but
Jamaica is like, that's their main, moneymaker, right? Tourism.
Yeah. So, far be it from me to poo-poo on it. Yeah, right? It's crazy how close these insert whatever name witches all have the same story. Now, is that because witches all kind of are run-of-the-mill and it's all true, or if they're made up and everyone shares the same story?
Does it speak to the strength of the story in the sense that this is something that is pan-cultural and everybody can...
It's great, yeah.
Kind of like take something from or appreciate in different ways, you know?
Yeah, that's another way to look at it. Absolutely. I'd like to know if you guys have ever been there, A, to Jamaica, and B, have you ever done the tours, or do you know anything? Or are you a big fan of the Ballad of Annie Palmer by Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
How can they let us know other than smoke signals?
Oh shit! Well, that was gonna be.
Let me find my notes. Where did I put these at? Somehow, this is what it sounds like. Finding notes in my world.
Go to Facebook. Facebook's a good way to interact. You got Hysteria Nation on there. You can find that page. Join the group. Join the nation. Mm-hmm. Go to facebook.com/hysteria51pod. Yep. You can. Exes, I guess, at Hysteria51.
No more. I got rid of her.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I don't use it, and it's too much crap. And
I have mine. Haven't posted, and I don't know how long.
I demusketed us. There's a bunch of D's at the end of that word.
Patreon. You can join to get some extra stuff each month. Brent, what is the handle for
Patreon? Patreon.com/hysteria51. You just Google easy that peasy. Too. Yeah. More importantly, though.
Voicemail.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, more importantly, though, we got one. We're going to have to be doing a voicemail episode. We need some more.
Get them in.
Yeah.
Get them in. How? Talk to us. How? Tell us stories.
How do they do it?
Just, yeah, give us stuff. 773-669-7277. Voicemail. On your telephone, 773-669-7277. You can find all the social media at hysteria51.com.
Yeah.
More importantly, if you like the show, tell a friend. If you don't like the show, tell an enemy. something for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you go to hysteria51.com, you can click the mic and even leave us a voicemail that way. If you don't like telephones for some reason, they're haunted devil boxes and you don't want them in your life, you got to work around. So thank you so much, and get those voicemails in. Weird stories, shoot them to weird at hysteria51.com. We will be doing some more bonus episodes. And with that said, we've been your witchy tour guides. I've been Brent.
David here.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
That's a weird way to end, I guess.
Yeah.
Hi, David here.
David here.
Anyway.
Bye.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.